Chapter 33, Emotions. So here we are, midway in the process of peeling away the overcoats that we've been wearing that are connected to a particular issue or challenge in our lives. And as we've learned, there are often feelings, emotions that are hidden inside of the bodily sensations that are connected to our challenge, whatever that might be. During the previous experience of being with those bodily sensations, you might have already gotten in touch with some of the emotional content that is present. And that's fine. It'll probably surface again as we get into this experience. You've read the example about Mary's emotions, and now you're ready to dive into your own. So you know what to do. Find a comfortable position for your body, one that it can maintain for a while, one that it feels very relaxed in. Let your eyes close and feel and witness the breath moving in and out of your body. At the same time, you can feel your awareness returning to your inner landscape. And again, become aware of the challenging situation that you're exploring. Part 1, breathe, feel, and witness emotions. So once again, drop into experiencing the breath breathing you in its own unique way, breath by breath. Allow a few breaths to come and go as your awareness settles into your inner world. And begin to become aware of any sensations that you might be feeling, whether they are related to the breath or other sensations, moving around or being present in various places in your body. As you become aware of a sensation somewhere in your body, just breathe into it and feel what is there. Feel the qualities of the sensation on a physical level, and just let yourself breathe and feel and be with whatever is going on. No need to try to make it be different or to make it go away. Just simply being present with whatever is surfacing. Then you can ask if there is an emotion within the sensation that is ready to be met and felt. As that feeling emerges into your awareness, invite the breath into it. Just breathing into it and feeling whatever is present. It might be sadness. It might be frustration. It might be a hot feeling or a cool one. Just simply be, breathe, and feel. No need to do anything with whatever is arising. Just feel it. It is what it is. When we don't have any resistance to a feeling, we can simply allow it to be what it is and feel it. That gives it the opportunity that it's been waiting for to simply release. You may already sense it losing energy and dissolving. That makes room for whatever's next to come into your awareness. But sometimes, in the same way that we've experienced perhaps with bodily sensations, a feeling will grow stronger, especially if it's been waiting for some time to be acknowledged and felt. If it's been crammed deep down inside of us for a long time, it may come out with some ferocity, and it may really need to let us know what it feels and what it contains. So if this happens, if things get more intense before they release, all you need to do is to continue to be aware of the breath, just breathing and feeling, and invite your awareness to move toward the intensity of the feeling, which is usually somewhere in the center of it or deep down inside of it. It'll show you in its own unique way. So breathe and feel just as you've done now so many times. And just gently and gradually, in your own way and at your own pace, you can move from the periphery toward the center of those intense feeling sensations. Just feeling what's there. Breathing, feeling, and if it gets too intense, of course, stepping back into the witness. Some feelings, especially the deep old ones, may not move through right away, and that's to be expected. If it's been there a while, it may have gathered a lot of charge around it, and it may even be so intense that it's formed part of our identity. We may think this is a part of who I am. And so if a feeling seems overwhelming, again, step back and observe it from a safe distance. In time, the energetic charge of that feeling may subside, allowing you to drop into feeling the emotion. But sometimes there's so much charge around it, we really can't get near it. It's too scary to us. And in that case, it's best to step back, simply witness it. Possibly it needs more acceptance, more compassion from you. And that's always something that you can give it. And so whatever the emotion, you can meet it with empathy and caring, no matter how difficult it is to face and to feel. As you continue to be present to the emotions that are arising, you may find that feeling them blends with witnessing them. Witnessing always helps us to stand back from the emotions. When we can observe them from the position of the soul, we are not swept up in them. Now we can see them through the eyes of the self. And that always helps us to remember that these feelings are not who we are. It's as though we are the sky, and those emotions are simply clouds that are passing through that vast expanse of open air that we are. So you might feel witnessing and feeling beginning to merge within you. You're feeling what's present and also observing it, and maybe shifting back and forth a bit from one to the other, so that one predominates for a while and then the other kind of comes forward. If you need to, press the pause button and allow as much time as you like for the feeling part of the process to go on and to peel off all the associated overcoats that are connected with the realm of emotion. And when you're ready, you can return for part two. In this second part, we're going to be turning all the emotions over to the divine. So make sure that you've had plenty of chance, plenty of opportunity to feel whatever's been present there. You might have even noticed that you go back and forth in a way between feeling sensations in the body and feeling emotions. And that it is mixed together. It's like none of this stuff exists in isolation. So we can expect that we're going to have different overlapping experiences of all of these layers of overcoats. So when feeling and observing the emotions feels complete for now, gather up all the feelings that have surfaced. Just see them for what they've been. and feel your willingness to release the burden of these emotional overcoats. Now, turn them over to the One. Ask the Divine to completely dissolve this layer of your overcoats connected to the issue you're exploring in the perfect way and timing for you. You've done what you could do. You've breathed into them, you've felt them, you've witnessed them. Now it is time for divine grace. So give it all up as a little child might, with simplicity and innocence. You might say, "I don't know what to do with any of this, God, but you do. So here, take it all, please." Release it into the divine and know that it's being embraced with the totality of life itself. And when that feels complete, when you feel that the emotions have been released by you into the infinite oneness, you can return to the book and contemplate the reflection section.